Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. It is time to buckle up because in our next segment, it is time to hit the hardwood. We're going to talk some college basketball. We're going to head out to the SEC and shine the spotlight on the Alabama Crimson Tide and first-year head coach Avery Johnson. And all I can say is roll tide because they are currently 5-2 with wins over at the time two nationally ranked opponents in Wichita State and Notre Dame, and they have currently won three straight. They face another quality opponent on Sunday with the Clemson Tigers. They're going to head to Greenville, South Carolina. The Clemson Tigers are currently 6-2. And so right now it is an honor to have joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Coach Avery Johnson. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening. How's it going?
Hey, it's great. All is good here in Houston, Texas. And we want to start off by congratulating you on an amazing job in your first year. Alabama has really impressed. You guys are off to a strong start. What has been the key or the formula to this early season success, Avery?
Well, the main thing is our players have worked awfully hard and our coaching staff has, you know, worked with these with the guys, you know, starting back in the summertime, you know, when we started laying the groundwork for this season, and whether, you know, with individual workouts and, you know, as time moved on with all of the different NCAA rules, when we could have team workouts, you know, everybody's just kind of bought in to the vision of our team and our style of play. And so fortunately, our guys have just, you know, played at a high level on both ends of the floor. And you know, we've beaten some really good teams and have been there in some of the other games, like against Xavier. You know, we're only down by 3 points at the half, and
yeah,
they ended up having a great second half against us, and now they're ranked 15 in the country. So I just think it's been full cooperation in terms of the buy-in from all of our players, and we just got a great family environment here at Alabama.
Well, Coach, how have you been able to get these guys to adapt to your system so quickly? I mean, you look at your record, you're 5-2 on the season, and five of your seven games have been played away from Tuscaloosa. I mean, you got some guys that are road warriors.
Yeah. The main thing is, you know, our guys are mentally tough. We're not the most talented team in the league. I think we were picked to, I think we were ranked 150th in the country in all of the preseason polls, and we were picked to come in eight in our recent tournament in Orlando, and we finished, you know, I guess tied for second or whatever with a 2-1 record. But the main thing is our guys have shown mental and physical toughness. They play with the next play mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Next play, next point. If we make a mistake, we're on to the next play. They don't drop their heads. They're very good in terms of being teammates. So we got good chemistry on our team. We think we have a strong bond, and we're going to need it because as we move into this game against Clemson, you know, a terrific ACC team, and then we start getting into SEC play, we're going to have to be mentally tough each and every night.
You know, let's pull back the curtain on the Crimson Tide. I think back to last year, 19-15, 8-10 in the SEC in the 2014-2015 season. As a coach coming in, this is your first season, what is the key? I mean, how do you get to maximize the potential on your roster and get inside these guys' heads and hearts?
Well, I think the main thing is you try to share with them that you care more about them than winning. You know, you care about them as students,
sure,
as human beings. You care about their families. And I think once they feel that you really want what's best for them, it's much easier to work with them. And then, you know, just on the court, it's showing them that if they play individual selfish basketball, we're not going to have any success. But if you play team basketball, cover for each other on both ends of the floor, we'll have a chance to have some fun this year. So far, so good. We're not a perfect team, but we're a hard-working team, and that's what's been a joy to coach and been very gratifying for me.
Well, the Crimson Tide certainly are playing team basketball, and they've made a ton of strides in a short period of time. I have to ask you, I mean, Coach, are you a bit surprised by this early season success?
A little bit. You know, but at the same time, we have expectations for our team. We're picked to come in 13th in the SEC this year out of 14 teams. So there's not a lot of support for our roster, you know, in terms of the media. But we know who we are. We feel we can upset some people this year like we've already done. And we hope that we continue to fly under the radar a little bit. But at the same time, the word's getting out that the University of Alabama is really serious about basketball, not just football, but they're serious about basketball. They went and made a bold move by hiring an NBA coach. We have a lot of resources in terms of upgrading our facilities and all of the things we're doing around here. So it's an exciting time here on campus as it relates to not only football but basketball.
Alabama Crimson Tide head men's basketball coach Avery Johnson is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can follow Avery Johnson on Twitter at CoachAvery6 and also our show at E Radio Sports. You just mentioned the NBA. I have to ask you this. I mean, what's the transition been like for you? I mean, you've had a very successful career in the NBA, 4 years with Dallas, 2 seasons with the Brooklyn Nets. What's the transition been like going from the NBA to the college level?
Oh, it's been great. You know, I get a chance to go and visit some of my kids in their classrooms and just get a chance to meet a lot of professors here on campus. You know, living in Tuscaloosa is just a great college town. Mm-hmm. Getting to know a lot of the other coaches from the other sports and going to support their events. I've been to soccer matches. I've been to tennis matches. I've been to softball games. And here in the fall, I guess I'll get a chance to go watch gymnastics. And obviously, I've been to football and baseball game. So it's just been very exciting being here on campus, and the transition has been pretty seamless, and it's just because of the great support that the university has given us, and I can't say anything more about how we love it here in Tuscaloosa.
You know, Avery, a moment ago you were sharing just what your blueprint for success has been and how you're creating this winning culture. You were talking about, you know, connecting with your players. You value them. You love them. That builds, you know, trust, togetherness. So tell us about your team. I want to hear about Shannon Hale. I understand he's your leading scorer at 13 points per game, and he is providing some significant play and production.
Yeah, Shannon Hale's been great. You know, he was coming off season surgery this summer, and we finally got him healthy here in the fall, and he's a guy that we lean on a lot for offense and spacing the floor. And so he's gotten stronger. He's in great shape. He said his body feels as good as it's felt in the last 2 years. He's stronger. His body fat's down. He's lifting, you know, more in the weight room. And so we love what he's doing for us and his leadership. You know, he's a junior, so we need his leadership along with guys like Jimmy Taylor and Redno Bassahine. You know, a lot of those guys. Arthur Edwards transferred in, and he's a fifth year guy. So and we got a lot of young guys playing. So we need everybody to have all hands on deck, as they say, and we got to play as a team, and Shannon is a big reason why we're playing some pretty good basketball.
You know, Avery, you said you don't have the perfect team, so I got to ask you, I mean, what's the biggest issue you must address? Because here you were hired, what, 8 months ago, back in April, you inherited a well-stocked front court, but the perimeter, what, you guys lacked firepower. I mean, how are you offensively? Is that the biggest issue?
Yeah, that's right now. I think our offense still has ways to go. We got to take better care of the ball. We got to make our open shots, set better screens, and then we got to rebound. You know, we're like minus 20 on the year in terms of rebounding. So we got to do a better job of going to the offensive glass, but also rebounding on the defensive end. So, you know, if we can do those things, you know, we'll continue to get better.
Who has been your top newcomer this season?
Wow. I would say Dejon Ingram.
Tell me about him.
Yeah, our starting point guard who, you know, unfortunately just had season-ending ankle surgery today. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, he's basically a triple-double waiting to happen. You know, 6'6", 210 pounds, and multi-skilled and really can see the floor. So You know, he's been a nice addition to our team to go with some of our other freshmen, Brandon Austin and Dante Hall.
You know, Alabama is known as a football school, and as the new head coach, I mean, how do you create your own identity so that you're not in the shadows of your football program and that you stand alone and have your own unique value? I mean, is that a challenge trying to create that awareness and that visibility?
Yeah, and I think sometimes we spend too much time trying to create that, whereas we've done a good job of leveraging the success of football. We've partnered with football, and Nick Saban and his staff helps us recruit. We help them recruit. We support one another. So, but at the same time, you know, because of what the university did by going outside the box, hiring an NBA coach from the NBA ranks, they're showing that they are serious about basketball. And the way we travel, the way, you know, like I said, renovating our facilities and all the upgrades that we have now, you know, it's more they're walking the talk, and they're showing people that basketball is not a afterthought sport here at the university.
You know, you talked about, Avery, just what a special place the University of Alabama is and to be a part of this culture. I mean, what's it like spending time, you know, even around a Nick Saban, an elite coach? I mean, has he offered any advice to kind of help you out and to get situated?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think we've helped each other. And, you know, we spent some time together. You know, when I first got hired here, April 8, I had a chance to go and talk to the entire team. And so Coach Saban has welcomed me to the Alabama Crimson Tide family. He's been very supportive, and we've been very supportive of football.
And I know your fingers are crossed for Derrick Henry, so a finalist for the Heisman, right?
Yes, he's got my vote. He had my vote 6 weeks ago. So hopefully he'll win it, and hopefully we'll have a terrific game against Michigan State New Year's Eve in Dallas and have a chance to win the national championship, because that'll be great for everybody on campus.
We're getting ready to run out of time with our very special guest, Avery Johnson, Alabama's Crimson Tide head men's basketball coach. And I said a moment ago, you were introduced as Alabama's 20th head men's coach back in April. You've had this incredible NBA career, led the San Antonio Spurs to the 1999 NBA title, and in fact, you also were named the 2006 NBA Coach of the Year. What has the past 8 months been like for you and the lovely First Lady of the Crimson Tide, of course, Cassandra Johnson?
Oh, it's been great. She's loved being a team mom, and you know, having a chance to interact with the guys, and they definitely love her cooking. So she's you know, she's enjoying it, and having my son here. As a redshirt sophomore, he transferred in from Texas A&M. Having him here makes all the difference in the world. So it's been a fast and furious a couple of months, but you know, right now there's not enough time in the day to get done what we need to get done. So we're just trying to prioritize it and recruit, coach our team, help our players get better, and just enjoy the ride.
Well, my final question for you is, you just mentioned Avery Johnson Jr. transfers to the University of Alabama. So is every day, is it like Father's Day for you? I mean, how unique and special is that to have the opportunity to coach your son on the collegiate level? That's incredible, Avery.
Yes, an incredible opportunity. I didn't force him to join me. He did it all on his own, and he's been great. He's getting better, like all of our guys, and he works hard. He doesn't take any shortcuts. He doesn't ask for any special treatment. So it's good to watch your own son as one of the players on the team grow up and mature, and that's what we want.
Avery Johnson has been with us right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Be sure and check him out on Sunday as the Crimson Tide are headed to Greenville, South Carolina to face the Clemson Tigers. Is that a nationally televised game?
Yeah, it's on ESPN3.
Okay, very good.
ESPNU. Okay. Yeah, nationally televised.
Very good. We will check it out. Thank you so much. Continued success, Avery.
Thanks a lot, and roll tide and buckle up.
Amen. All right, much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.